Well, we're just about for a tip-off here, and we've got the Sandpoint Eagles ready to go, and our Homer Mariner C team, after a day off, ready to play another game here. And starting for the Eagles today, we've got number 4, Madison Thompson, number 5, Nicole Gunderson, number 10, Brittany Gardner, number 23, Justina Porcincula, and number 34, Dantessa. Tip goes to Sandpoint. Quickly on the break, there is number 10, Brittany Gardner. She stopped, pulled it back up top. And they're moving the ball around. So Sandpoint wins the tip. They're passing it around. Mariners in a man-to-man defense. We're moving left to right, Sandpoint. A nice cut to the basket there by Nicole Gunderson, and a shot up for Madison Thompson. No good. Sandpoint keeps possession. And again, there goes Madison Thompson dribbling in. She's calling for the ball, posting up nicely. Down low is Madison. Sandpoint yet to get the ball down inside for open shot. She's left open now. She gets a hold of it. She's dribbling it in, passes it out to Brittany Gardner, who dribbles in, takes a shot. No good. Scramble for the ball. And the Mariners, Andy Saunen, comes up with it. And she dribbles and travels. We do have a substitution here. Substitution right now for Sandpoint will be number 11, Lila Gunderson. Checking in for Brittany Gardner. So Gardner coming off with a big smile. And Sandpoint Eagles still have the ball, passing around. There's Justina, oh, with a nice pass inside, and she finds Madison Thompson for 2 points. And now the Eagles lead 2-0 with 6:44 remaining in this first period. Full court pressure put on by Sandpoint. Andy Saunen finds teammate Lexi Dawson. She dribbles down, and it's going to be turnover. Nope, going to stay with the Mariners. So the pressure applied there by Sandpoint. Mariners all the way down into the Sandpoint territory here. Under the paint, Saunen looking for somebody open. There's Lexi Dawson. Shot up, and there's our first foul of the game. So Lexi Dawson's going to go to the line shooting two. First personal foul charged to the Eagles, Madison Thompson, number 4. And going to the line shoot two is Lexi Dawson. Her first, yep. And the free throw's up and good for the Mariners. So they have a 2-1 score to get things started here. 6:30 left, first period. And the second one is up. Hits the rim, no good. Clock's running here. And the Eagles, nice pass inside, and a scoop shot by Dantessa. Dantessa with a little scoop under the hoop. And again, full court pressure, and Aspen Wally jumps over the line in excitement. And so now Sandpoint takes over underneath the Mariner basket. First period, 4-1, Sandpoint Eagles. They're setting up their box inbounds play, getting it around. Justina. And now Nicole Gunderson. So the Eagles are moving the ball up top the perimeter, posting up again. Madison Thompson hits outside to Dantessa, back inside to Thompson, and a shot up and good. And it's going to be tough for the Mariners to stop that today. The height factor there, Madison Thompson definitely has a height advantage over every Mariner on the court. Again, the full court pressure results in a turnover. And Sandpoint with the ball. 6-1 lead now with about 5:40 remaining. Inbound goes all the way inside, right away to Nicole Gunderson, and she finds Madison Thompson. Shot up no good, but a putback by Justina Porcincula with a nice-looking layup. And now we got a timeout homer. at 5:33 of the first period, 8-1, Sandpoint Eagles lead. So again, the Mariners getting full court pressure, as did King Cove, and trying to get the ball past half court are these young freshman girls. And the Eagles applying good pressure. This is a short timeout. Coming out of the timeout, looks like it's going to be Homer ball. Sandpoint again putting the pressure on. Press break put into place by the Mariners. Over to Kelsey Scott. She handles it for the first time, and she finds Miranda Martin. Martin charges ahead, and she's going to get fouled by number 34, Dan Tezza. So first personal foul for number 34, Dan Tezza. Second team foul. And Mariners have possession. Andy Sonnen running the offense over to Aspen Wally. Wally takes a couple dribbles, finds Sonnen over to Lexi. Mariners again moving the ball really well up top of the perimeter. Sandpoint has some good, looks like zone defense. They've got a little 3-2 zone going. Hand off to Martin. She throws it up for three-point land, hits the rim, and rebound Nicole Gunderson. Gunderson quickly finds Justina. She puts a quick pump fake and layup's good. Horsinkula and a steal right away for the Eagles. Oh, missed layup by Tantessa. And the Mariners come out with it. They cross half court. There's Miranda Martin. She's going all the way in. Looks to take a shot, and it's blocked by Madison Thompson, creating a turnover. And so traveling violation there on Miranda Martin results in Eagle ball. The Eagles pass the ball up nicely, cross the half court, no pressure. Nobody's picking up Dan Tessa. She's open at the three-point line, still just dribbling it, setting up the offense. There's a nice cut to the hoop by Nicole Gunderson. Shot up's no good. Second attempt by Gunderson. And this time, Madison Thompson with the rebound and put back. So the height of Madison Thompson is a factor as they jumped out to a 12-1 lead. Mariners breaking the press, cross half court. Ah, but a late pickup there by Justina. And we're going to have our first jump ball of the game. Going to go stay with the Mariners. Checking in, number 21, Talissa McKinley. So Talissa checks in, replacing Kelsey Scott. And the Mariners inbound. Change in the possession arrow here at the head table. We've got Talissa, 21, moving the ball over to Aspen. Aspen Wally, there's a cut by Lexi Dawson. Again, Sandpoint in their 3-2 defense. And there's a steal by Lila Gunderson. She finds Justina a little off on her left-hand layup. Like to see the young lady pushing herself there. Mariners push it back frantically, crossing half court. And another steal by Justina. She finds Madison Thompson. Thompson digs it inside, and a basket's good by Dan Tessa. So really good passing here early on by the Eagles, finding open teammates. Tipped out of bounds by Dantessa on the press break here. And they're pulling off the press. Eagles are going to pick them up at half court. And Andy Sonnen moving the ball up. 2:55 remaining first period here. 14-1 Eagles in the lead. Wally moves the ball over to Miranda Martin. She dribbles in, takes a shot, a little running floater. Good-looking shot there. Didn't fall. And out of the break, Justina takes off quickly but turns it over, and Miranda Martin finds the ball but throws it quickly back to Dantessa. Dantessa inside to Thompson. Thompson shoots a little long, and they keep possession, but an outside three-pointer for number 23, Justina Porcincula, Beautiful shot from the right baseline. Three-pointer was good. And now they lead 17-1. To Alyssa McKinley with the ball at the three-point line. Finds teammate Annie Sonnen. Lexi Dawson posting up. And again, the Eagles in their 3-2 defense and swatted away there by Justina. She finds open teammate Dantessa, taking it in with the right-hand layup, and it's good. Eagles back up. They're taking them at half court. They've got a little 2-1-2 looking, a little 2-1-2 trap here half court. Sonnen finds Martin at half court, but she steps on the line, out of bounds. Substitute for the Mariners coming in now will be number 10, freshman Cheyenne Sally. And number 24, Luis Delmar, foreign exchange student for the Mariners. As they pick up in their man-to-man defense. And a backdoor cut, nicely done there by Dantessa. Shot's no good, but a rebound and passes over. She finds Madison Thompson, who makes herself another layup. So Thompson now with 8 points. Many of those uncontested. Aspen Wally pushes the ball quickly to Luis. Luis Delma looking for a teammate. And Aspen frees her up, takes a dribble. Up to Cheyenne Sally, freshman girl, dribbling it to the right corner. There's a trap applied by the Eagles and throws it to Justina. She leads the break and then pulls up, waits for her teammates as they set up the offense. They've got a cutter here. Was Lila Gunderson cutting to the hoop, picked up quickly by Talissa. Aspen Wally putting some pressure on top here by to Justina. She finds her teammate, Nicole Gunderson, looking to run in their offense. A little high was the pass to Lila, and the Mariners will get possession of the ball. Substitution now for the Eagles, number 12 checking in, Emily Vose. Mariners cross half court. Luis also checking in is Abby Vose. So the Vose sisters checking into the game here, Miss Emily and Abby. And again, the Eagles have great defense, working the 3-2 half-court trap here. And 1 second left. And Andy Sonnen. And Andy Sonnen from way outside had a nice-looking shot, almost went in. And that's the end of the first quarter. Sandpoint Eagles 21 and the Homer Mariners C team. One free throw. So we're going to start the second period. Just two fouls so far. One charged to Madison Thompson. Doing a nice job getting inside. Again, the Eagles, much like King Cove, passing the ball to the open teammate all day long. Really nice passing is being done, and the pressure, the full court pressure applied to the young CT Mariners struggling to get it past half court. Well, we're going to begin the second period here soon, again with the Eagles leading 21-1. Yeah. First quarter totals right now, Madison Thompson with 8, Justina with 7, and Dantessa with 6 points to lead the way for the Eagles so far. Possession arrow. We're going to be changing the possession arrow here soon. And we've got period 2 on the clock about to begin. It's going to be Eagle ball coming out of the second quarter. So the Vose sisters are still in, along with Lila Gunderson. We're going to change the possession arrow. And begin of the second period. Gunderson passes quickly over to Nicole. Looks inside for Abby. And it slips off her fingers. She was open. It was a nice look. Mariners come out of it. Taking it across half court is Aspen Wally. She finds Andy Sonnen. over to Lexi Dawson, quickly over to Wally, Wally to Sonnen, and the Mariners are really moving the ball quickly. Inside to Andy Sonnen with a shot, no good. Rebound by Abby Vose, and the Eagles take it past half court. Brittany Gardner pushing it up with her left hand, controlling the offense. Nicole Gunnarsson now with the ball. A nice cut inside, and a potential steal. Yep, we got a steal by Lexi Dawson and a foul by Sandpoint. So the team's third foul, first personal foul charged to Nicole Gunnarsson, and the Mariners have possession of the ball. Steal now here by Nicole Gunnarsson. She takes it all the way, looks inside for Abby Vose, then takes it out, three-pointer. For Brittany Gardner, no good, but again, kept alive by the Eagles. And another three-pointer, this one's off the mark for Nicole Gunnarsson, and rebounded by Miranda Martin. She takes it down. There's a jump ball is the call. So Miranda Martin had the ball tipped away, and then they dove to the ground. The ball's going to stay with the Mariners. And Aspen Wally passing it in to Annie Sonnen. Sonnen running the offense. This time the Eagles are in a 2-1-2 zone. They're in a 2-1-2 zone with their hands up. Mariners are moving the ball around quickly. There's a cutter, Lexi Dawson. Good cut. And we're going to have another jump ball. And now the Eagles gain possession. So we had back-to-back jump ball situations. And the Eagles passing it around down the court. Nobody matches up with Brittany Gardner. She has an open shot and misses. Gets her own rebound. Looks inside. Had Nicole Gunnarsson open and just missed her as the ball went out of bounds. 21-1. Still a score here. 6 minutes left in this second period. Three team fouls to the Eagles, zero for the Mariners. Eagles still in their 2-1-2 zone. The Mariners passing it nicely up top, looking for an open teammate. Aspen Wally sends it over to Annie Sonnen. Sonnen finds Lexi Dawson. Kelsey Scott's posting up inside. They get it into her, and basket is good. And Kelsey Scott, number 12 for the Mariners, an assist to Lexi Dawson. As the Mariners now have their first field goal of the game. Eagles pushing it around. Nicole Gunnarsson finds Brittany Gardner. Gardner looking inside, and a steal by Lexi Dawson. She's taking it down to her own free throw line, turns, looks for teammate Miranda Martin, and a shot up, no good, just off the front of the rim, and it goes out of bounds. Substitution for the Mariners, 21, Talissa McKinley. Checking in for Annie Sonnen, been working hard this game. Going to get herself a breather. Sandpoint taking it out under their own hoop. Passes it up over half court. Brittany Gardner running the offense. There was a nice cut made by Gardner. They missed her, though, and Miranda Martin now coming the other way with a layup, left hand, and count the basket. Miranda Martin attacking from the left-hand side, puts it up and in. So stealing a basket for Miranda Martin as they cut it to 21-5. And now Brittany Gardner coming the other way with it. Passes quickly to Lila Gunnarsson, Gunnarsson to Nicole Gunnarsson. And now she finds Abby Vose, the cut to the hoop. So Sandpoint running their offense nicely with this bench of theirs just not getting the ball to fall. And the Mariners dribbled it out of bounds. And so Sandpoint will get another chance. Brittany Gardner calling the play here. Passes to the wing. She's cutting down low, looking to post up. Good ball movement here. Nicole Gunderson now at the point. Gets it over to Brittany at the wing. Wing looking inside. Emily Vos posted up. Just missed her a little too high. Kalissa McKinley comes out. But then stolen quickly by Abby Vos. We got a whistle call and a traveling violation after a quick steal by the Mariners. So the Sandpoint now gets the ball underneath the Mariner basket. They're setting up their inbounds play. Quickly out to Brittany Gardner. She looks for a three-pointer, and it's up and good. Brittany Gardner out of the inbounds play. Beautiful left-handed shot. 24-5 now, Eagle lead. We got Kelsey Scott bringing it up for the Mariners over to Lexi Dawson. Tries to push it inside to Miranda. She's down on the court, and we've got a jump ball. So Mariner ball, substitutions back in now. Madison Thompson, Dan Pezza, and Justina. So starters back in for the for Sandpoint Eagles. And checking back in for the Mariners, Annie Sonnen and Cheyenne Sally. Three-pointer now for Miranda Martin off the front of the rim. Madison Thompson with a strong rebound, and quickly the Eagles move it down the court. Ball pass just a little high for Dan Pessa. Falls off her fingers out of bounds. All smiles on the court right now, though, for the Eagles. Setting up in their 2-1-2 defense. Mariners in their offense now over to Sally. Cheyenne Sally back to Andy Sonnen. And the Eagles are moving it just as fast. Every time the ball gets to the wing, they're trapping, double team. And there's Miranda Martin with a dribble and a shot up, just a little long. Madison Thompson again with a rebound, and quickly out come the Eagles on the break. Good passing, and getting a little excited there for Abby Vos. So she travels the ball as the Mariners got back there defensively. Pass intended for Cheyenne Sally. Tipped out of bounds there by Justina. And checking back in for the Mariners, Lexi Dawson. She's going to give Kelsey Scott a minute. And the ball's inbounded to Talissa. Talissa McKinley dribbling the ball, looking for some help. She finds Miranda Martin. And there's hands quickly there. Good hands by Dan Tessa. And there you go, Talissa. She's using her triple threat, taking it into the hoop, and she has a good look. Just misses the basket, and it's going to go to the Eagles out of bounds. So 2 minutes remaining right now, second period, 24-5. And there's a steal by the Mariners. So a little errant pass. We haven't seen many of those today, but the Mariners bring it up. And quickly, the Eagles are in their defense very fast, but Miranda Martin finds a hole. Passes quickly back out to Lexi Dawson. And he's, oh, there's a nice cut to the hoop, and Lexi Dawson gets past three Eagles. Great looking attack there by Lexi Dawson. And the Mariners now with 7 points on the board. But back at the other end, nobody picks up Dan Tessa. And she dribbles it into the hoop. So defensive assignments has been an issue the last couple of games here for the Homeland Mariner C team. Part of it might be just speed of the Eagles and the King Cove girls getting back to the hoop so fast they run the break. Miranda Martin pushes one up from three, no good. And here we go again. The Eagles are just running. And Justina with a left-hand layup, but she's fouled hard by Miranda Martin. So two free throws for Justina. And so the first Mariner foul of the game, charged to Miranda Martin, number 14, with less than a minute remaining in this first half of play. And Justina at the line throws it up with her right hand, and it's good. Nothing but net on that free throw, 1 point. And substitution for the Mariners going back in will be Luis Delma and Kelsey Scott, replacing Miranda Martin and Cheyenne Sally. So the second free throw attempt now is up and good. Beautiful looking free throws there by Justina Porcincula. And now the Eagles are setting up in a high 2-1-2. And open is Kelsey Scott, but Madison Thompson quickly. And there's a steal by Justina Porcincula. Again, she's attacking the hoop. Uses a crossover dribble. Finds Madison Thompson with a shot up. No good this time, but a tough rebound and put back by Dan Tessa. And Danny with a strong rebound and basket. So 30-7 now is your score. 20 seconds left. Andy Thompson works it inside with a hard shot. No good. And quickly back the other way is Abby Vose using her right hand on the left side. No good. Mariners rebounded, looking for somebody's outlet too. 6 seconds remaining. And Andy Saunen now with the ball. Luis is going to have to shoot it. Not sure of the time. And that's the end of the first half.
How you doing, Chris?
30. And the Mariners 7. Yeah, doing great. How are you guys?
Doing pretty well. You've got a little bit of a break, and we can let you go grab a glass of water and come back in how many minutes?
You betcha, yeah. 9 minutes, 50 seconds.
I'll reset my clock and let you take a breather. Thank you so much for the coverage, Chris.
All right.
That's excellent.
Yep, thank you. Betcha. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Our reporter, our sports reporter, Chris Perk. I don't know where Austin found him, but he's doing a great job. Live from Homer, have the Mariners and the Eagles at halftime. That's our time to say hello and say thank you to our underwriters. Once again, if you're not a member of KSDP, and that's a member of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting, we're a nonprofit organization. We're membership-driven. If you are a member of KSDP, you can run for the board of directors. You get to vote for the board of directors. More information, apradio.org/members. Right now, it's about the underwriters.
Wastak Electronics in Sandpoint offers value on electronics and marine equipment. Located in the Peter Pan Complex on the Spit, Wastak offers a wide variety of merchandise, from movies to video games to computer monitors. Your value center in Sandpoint, Alaska. Wastak Electronics in Sandpoint offers value.
Don't know how I picked out a couple of them, but let's try that one more time. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, I see. I was pulling it out of rotation. My mistake.
This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com. This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.aleutcorp.com for more details.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Mr. Keefe. Mr. Keefe Richards. And yes, I am saying that with two E's and a TH. Something for Nothing off of his most recent LP, Cross-Eyed Heart, released in 2015. There is Chris. Welcome to KSDP, Chris. Are you ready to go live on air? Live from Homer, Chris Burke.
All right. Well, welcome, Sandpoint Sam, back home to the second half of play here in the Alice Whitty Gymnasium. And to start things out, the Eagles get the ball at half court. They're now moving right to left on the court here, and the starters are back in. And a quick steal by the Mariners. Lexi Dawson, who's getting a little bit aggressive here, dribbles inside. Tries to squeeze it into Annie Sonnen, but Brittany Gardner says no way. And back the other way are the Eagles. And a two-handed bounce pass by Nicole Gunderson to Madison Thompson. And again, there she is sitting underneath the basket and puts it in for layup. A little half-court trap here by the Eagles. Mariners inside to Kelsey Scott. She looks calm and cool. Free throw line extended. Finds Aspen Wallet. Big cut here by Lexi. Miranda Martin calls out a different offense. Tries to squeeze it inside is Aspen Wallet. Couple players on the court, and the Mariners still have possession. Madison Thompson putting on some pressure, and there's the turnover. Nicole Gunderson with a steal. Right hand all the way in, a little high off the glass. Eagles get there first, though, and now a three-pointer by Justina. Just a little bit long, rebounded by Gunderson. And again, the Eagles stay with possession, finding Thompson. This one was about an eight-footer and no good. Miranda Martin bringing it across half court for the Mariners. Looks inside, finds Andy Sonnen. Andy Sonic quickly passes to Lexi Dawson, who rips the ball through, finds Kelsey Scott. Bounce pass over to Martin, takes a one dribble in, and floats it up, and it's good. Free throw line extended for Miranda Martin. Martin now with 4 points, leading the way for the Lady Mariners. Back inside to Madison Thompson, and she is strong to the hoop. Another basket for Thompson. And now 34-9, Sandpoint leads, third quarter, 5 minutes remaining. Aspen Wally tries to dribble through the double team, but picks it up and travels. So this pressure put on by the Eagles, causing a lot of turnovers today. And they're going to start with the ball at half court now. Quick cut there. Brittany Gardner tries to push it inside, tipped out of bounds by Homer. So the Eagles with an inbound play underneath the Mariner basket. Oh, passes inside, but it's stolen by Lexi Dawson. And a foul charged to Madison Thompson of the Eagles. Her second personal of the game. Team's first of this second half. And again, the full court pressure put on by the Eagles. Almost a turnover there by Dantessa. Short timeout by the Mariners. They're going to address this full court press situation. Again, pretty much the full court press working just about every time. Eagles leading 34-9 in this third period. 3 points coming for Lexi Dawson so far. For the Mariner C team. Mariner varsity and junior varsity is out of town this weekend, leaving their C team at home. to battle the Sandpoint Eagles. Full court pressure again now, applied by the Eagles. Pass into the corner quickly. Double teamed is Annie Sonnen, and we've got a jump ball. Going to stay with the Mariners. We're going to change that here in a second for the next one. And it's pass inbound off the leg of Madison Thompson. She has a big smile on her face. Not too many options there for Aspen Wally, so she just threw it off of one of the Eagles' legs. And now they're in a little better position. And again, tipped out of bounds as the Eagles are getting to the ball rather quickly. Definitely overplaying. It seems like if the Mariners could go over the top maybe, that might be open for like a baseball-type pass. This time it's going to be off of Lexi Dawson. And the Eagles will get the ball at about the three-point line underneath the Mariner hoop. Brittany Gardner passing it in, quickly finds Dantessa. Dantessa moves it over to Justina. Justina back to Nicole Gunderson, waiting for the play to develop. Great patience, finds Brittany Gardner, who elects to pass it up. And there's a left-handed shot by Justina. Rebound this time to the Mariners. Andy Sonnen dribbling it past half court, surveys the scene. Tough man-to-man defense by Justina. She finds Miranda Martin. Long three-pointer off the top of the rim. And quickly the other way go the Eagles. Great passing layup. This time missed by Justina. And the Mariners are going the other way, but she's got someone behind her applying pressure, and that's going to be a backcourt violation. So the Mariners had crossed the half-court line. Couldn't find anybody forward, passed it back over the line, resulting in a turnover. Checking in for homer number 21, Talissa McKinley, for Aspen Wally. Going to give her a breather. And Sandpoint at half court. Nicole Gunderson. There's somebody up wide open is Brittany Gardner. And that offside screen is working really nicely for the Eagles right now. So the ball's coming to the wing, and then the post, Madison Thompson setting a really nice screen, and the backside wings cutting underneath for a wide-open layup. So good offense right now by the Eagles. And a small opening for Kelsey Scott, and so Kelsey Scott takes it all the way in for a layup. 36-11 now, 10-point leading. Justina passes it over to Nicole Gunderson, surveying the scene again, using their patience, waiting for the play to develop. They're in no hurry. Calling play number one now. We've got a little pick and roll up top, down underneath to Thompson. She misses the layup, gets her own rebound, finds a cutting Justina to the hoop, and she misses her layup. Good-looking shots, though. Just didn't fall this time down. Lila Gunderson with a heads-up play as she steals it from the Mariners. And going the other way now is Gardner. Passes outside to Justina. Just a two-pointer. Her foot just barely on the line. And now Mariner ball. Picking them up at half court is the Eagles. Annie Sonnen picks up her dribble, finds Miranda Martin, floats it over to Dawson. Sorry about that, the incoming call. And here we are, we've got Kelsey Scott dribbling to Talissa McKinley, stolen by Lila Gunderson, and she takes it in and misses, shooting with her right hand on the left side. Lexi Dawson moving over to Sally. Cheyenne Sally in the game, freshman girl. Madison Thompson ties her up. And now the Eagles get possession. So good defensive pressure put on by the Eagles again, getting their hands on the ball. And now a three-quarter pass shot, or pass, three-quarter court pass from Justina to Brittany Gardner, and the shot was no good. Looking like a quarterback out there. I'm wondering if the Eagles do a little flag football in the fall, because that was a beautiful touchdown pass. Eagles, again, patient. This time Gardner dribbles in, finds Thompson. Thompson misses, and it's going to go to the Mariners. And so Luis, our foreign exchange student, stolen this time by the Eagles. Justina, she's on just about every pass here lately. And she dribbles it in with her left hand for the layup. And we're going to have a foul. So Annie Sonnen crosses half court. And they're going to call it on number four, which is Madison Thompson. And it's her third personal. Some minimal contact there as Andy Sonnen will be checking out of the game, and Aspen Wally in. And we've got a violation there on the inbound play. And there is a nice pass inside by Lila Gunderson. And this time it's stolen by Lexi Dawson. So Lexi Dawson got three or four steals. She's looking, pushing ahead is Aspen Wally. She stops, and that's going to be a double dribble. So Aspen Wally finds herself open under the hoop, but decided to take one more dribble and turns the ball over to the Eagles. Quickly back the other way come the Eagles. Into the game now are the Bowe sisters. Abby launches one from outside, and a jump ball. Going to the Eagles. Sorry, to the Mariners. The Mariners have the ball. And it's passed inside Talissa. She's dribbling the ball. Good defensive pressure by Lila Gunderson. Talissa, though, takes it in. She reversed her dribble and found a way to the hoop. And Lila Gunderson prevented her with a foul from making a basket, and now two free throws for Talissa McKinley. Puts the jump shot up. Jump shot free throw, just a little long, and 24 seconds remaining in this third period. Free throw no good. Rebounded, and again, four Eagles down the court with one Mariner defender. This time pulled up by Justina, but she finds cutting to the hoop is Nicole Gunderson. And Gunderson now will be going to the line, shooting two with 11 seconds left in the third. Oh, the foul was called after the shot. Foul on Talissa McKinley, her first. After the shot, so Sandpoint gets the ball, and this time off the fingertips of Nicole Gunnarsson. So Mariner ball, 7 seconds left. Full court pressure still put on here by the Eagles. And quickly stolen by Justina. Gee, we in and out, puts up a shot, no good at the buzzer. And so Justina Porcincula getting her hands on every ball that's dribbled here. Putting up a few shots. Didn't fall this quarter for Sandpoint. But Matt Phillips isn't bounded, right? And so 40-11 at the end of three periods. 14 fouls right now charged to Sandpoint this half and one to the Mariners. Great passing still by the Eagles. Some of the shots just didn't fall this quarter. We're at risk here of the mercy rule in this quarter. As it's a 29-point lead, and if we break 40, we will go into the mercy rule with the running clock. Madison Thompson subbing out to start the fourth quarter. And Sandpoint with the ball, passing it inside. Is Emily Vos puts up a shot and rebound by the Mariners. Andy Sonnen, she's putting it into overdrive, takes it into the hoop, puts up a shot just high off the board, rebounded by Kelsey Scott. She takes a shot, and it's good. So Mariner Kelsey Scott with a jumper from about 10 feet and cuts the lead from 40-13. Eagles with the ball. Again, running their offense with patience. And again, open is Miss Abby Vos. Abby puts up a shot just lightly. And going to be Mariner ball out of bounds. Press break. Very nicely this time by the Mariners. Breaking it past half court. And this time Miranda Barton, she dribbles left. Finds Sonnen. On and over to Lexi Dawson. She's controlling the point, directing traffic, and Miranda Martin from way outside, just off the back of the rim this time, and a great rebound by Emily Vos. And down quickly are the Eagles. Yeah, fourth period. Finds inside is Dantessa. Dantessa, shot blocked by Miranda Martin this time. To the Eagles. Eagles still have possession, and it's a scramble underneath the basket and a jump ball. So it's going to go in the favor of Homer as we switch it back. Mariner ball, Andy Sonnen over to Miranda Martin from outside, way downtown, and it just barely rims out. And we've got a rebound inside by Abby Vos. And they're bringing it in. Sandpoint Eagles moving right to left on the big court here in Homer. And again, patience, moving a lot of nice screens down low, getting people wide open, are the Eagles. Pass inside, great post-up this time by Emily Vos. Emily was able to pin her defender behind her, and a nice entry pass by Dantessa. Andy Sonnen bringing it past half court, setting up the offense. This time looks like a man-to-man defense by Sandpoint. Ball tipped away. But right to the Andy Sonnen, who finds Lexi Dawson, who puts up a shot and gets the roll. Lexi Dawson for the Mariners. Leading scorer on the day. 5 points. And now Dantessa running the point. for the Eagles over to the wing. Cuts down low. Hosts up. Nicole Gunderson dribbles it over to the right side. Hands it off to Abby. Abby with a three-pointer and almost goes in. Rebound to Kelsey Scott and the Mariners. Are going left to right. Donovan crosses half court, sets up the offense. Guarded closely by Lila Gunderson. As she passes, screens away, Miranda Martin to Scott. Scott over to Sonnen. Again, still covered by Gunderson. Scott at the point. Miranda Martin going to set a screen. Scott gets past it, but swatted away by Abby Foes. And now Abby's wide open under the hoop. She gets it, but and there she finds her teammate, Nicole Gunderson. But Nicole had been camping out inside the key, three-second violation. So that probably was a situation where a shot should have went up. But like the unselfish play by the Eagles, getting that extra pass into their teammates, good, high-quality basketball being played here. And a timeout. 42-15. Current score, fourth period. Kelsey Scott for the Mariners has 6 points. Madison Thompson with 12. And Dan Tessa with 10. So some good equal distribution by the Eagles, which would make sense as they continue to pass the ball nicely to each other. Coming out of the timeout at this time on the court for Sandpoint, Madison Thompson is sitting out, probably done for this game, I imagine, as she's done most of her damage inside early on, as is Justina Porcincula. She's on the bench. And the Mariners bring it up court. 4 minutes remaining in this contest. A little pick and roll by Martin and Sonnen. Shot goes up, and it's good. Counts the basket. 2 points for the Mariners. Miranda Martin, and she gets fouled by Dan Tessa. And so now Martin at the line to put one more on the board. She's hard off the rim. Nobody plays it. It's a live ball and goes out of bounds. Eagles will take over. I don't think any of the girls on the court realized that the basket had gone in, and everybody watched the ball go out of bounds. So luckily for the Eagles, it'll be their ball off the missed free throw by Martin. And Eagles cross half court. Dan Tessa running the point with the pass. Cut to the hoop. Emily Vos looks at the shot, gives it up to her sister Abby. And we've got a loose ball. Aspen Wally with a steal, and she has a big smile on her face. Excited to have made the steal, and now she's got to run the offense from the point. She finds Martin. Martin calling the play. Heavy defense put on her by Abby. Martin looks over to Lexi. Lexi Dawson finds her spot at the and down low, Andy Sonnen, but we're going to have a quick whistle. Abby Vos in position, but a foul underneath by Dan Tessa. So Dan Tessa got a little bit of the arm. And they're at 16 fouls, and the next one will result in bonus. And back in now comes Madison Thompson, Brittany Gardner, and Justina Porcincula. Mariners have it underneath. Finding Andy Sonnen, no good, but Lexi Dawson with the rebound, no good. And a fight for the ball. There's Andy Sonnen again. So the Mariners right now battling tough on the boards. Up to Miranda Martin, big three-point attempt, and it goes out of bounds. So Mariners had a couple good looks there. Getting the rebound. And now the Eagles cross half court. Brittany Gardner, nobody picks her up, and Talissa McKinley. Brittany Gardner was moving quickly to the hoop, and catching up to her finally was Talissa McKinley with the foul, preventing her from going all the way to the basket. Sitting down for the Mariners will be Miranda Martin. In the game is Cheyenne Sally, but again, pass inside to Thompson. A little too hard off the glass, but the ball rolls to the Eagles. Christina, back door this time to Thompson. A block shot by Lexi Dawson. So Thompson got the ball inside, but tough block. So second half, Lexi Dawson is really playing good defense right now and shutting down Madison Thompson for the most part. Mariners cross half court. Into the corner, there's Dawson setting up. She's got Thompson behind her, and a nice pass over to Aspen Wally. So it's Lexi Dawson finding Aspen Wally, but missed the shot, but she hustles and gets her own ball back over to Sonnen. Johnna dribbles in for the Mariners, but now we've got a steal by Dan Tessa, and she's going to go in with a left-handed scoop shot, and basket's good. So steal by Dan Tessa. She takes the all the way down the court. 2 minutes left, 44-17 in favor of the Eagles. Mariners setting up their offense. Talissa McKinley, freshman, finds Lexi Dawson, sophomore, over to Cheyenne Sally, also a freshman, takes the shot. Liked the look, but no good. And quickly releasing is Justina. And backdoor cut by Brittany Gardner. Again, layup, no good. So the Eagles are getting really good-looking shots this half, but they're just not falling. Back the other way is Annie Sonnen, rebounded by Emily Vose. She outlets to Madison Thompson, who saves it from going out of bounds, but into the hands of the Mariners, Lexi Dawson. Aspen Wally again pushing it across, double zero. Passes to Sonnen. She's going to cut away, look for a screen. Up top is Lexi. Lexi looking for a cutter. 1 minute left. Good pressure by Thompson. And Aspen Wally going to shoot a couple free throws. Fouled by Brittany Gardner in the act of shooting. Her first, team seventh. We are shooting two free throws, is Miss Aspen Wally. First one's a little long. And substitutions coming in is Abby Bose for Justina Korsinkula, who's had herself a really nice game, multiple steals, nice passing inside, great hustle. Wally's second free throw up, no good, rebounded by Thompson, quickly outletted to Dan Tessa, brings it up court, finds Brittany Gardner on the left-handed wing, screen away, here comes the cutter. And she's open for a second, puts up the shot, and it's good by Abby Vose. So the offense is still working for Sandpoint. Offside cutter coming in with a wide open layup. Mariners cross half court. Miranda Martin from way downtown, and it's rebounded again by Thompson. A quick outlet to Brittany Gardner, and she makes the unselfish pass again to Abby Vose. So Gardner could have had the layup, but elected to pass it to Abby, who then was completely open. Great passing down low, resulting in nice team play. Back the other way, Lexi Dawson with a shot up, no good. Again, Thompson with the rebound. Quickly finds Brittany Gardner. Down low again to Abby. Abby puts it up at the buzzer, and it's going to be good. So at the end of the fourth period, the Eagles pick up the pace a little bit and make the basket. So final here in Homer, Alaska, Sandpoint Eagles 50 and the Homer Mariners C team 17. Again, Thompson ends up with 12 points, 4 points for Brittany Gardner, 2 by Emily Vose. 2, 4, 6, 8, 11, 12, 13 points for Justina. 14 for Dantessa and 6 more by Abby Vose. So great game here by the Eagles. Again, full court pressure, unselfish passing, and solid defensive play. So well done, Sandpoint. Congratulations, and good luck in your next contest, I believe Monday, against Nicolaev.